The Global Polio Eradication Initiative today announced plans to launch an emergency action plan aimed at boosting vaccination coverage in Nigeria, Pakistan and Afghanistan, the three remaining polio endemic countries. Meanwhile, the World Health Assembly of the WHO is tomorrow expected to pass a resolution calling the eradication of polio a programmatic emergency for global public health. Since 1985, Rotary International has contributed more than $1 billion and countless volunteer hours to Polio Plus, a program to immunize all the world's children against the disease. The president of Rotary International in Great Britain and Ireland, Ray Berman, told Charles Collins the eradication of polio still requires a lot of effort.
The reality is it can't be eradicated. It needs to be immunized against. And we're down to three countries now that we need to deal with this, which is Afghanistan, Pakistan and Nigeria. You may be aware India, which was accounting for, you know, a significant amount of polio cases, has now been over a year, nearly 18 months, polio free. So we've gone from something like 350,000 cases a year, 1,000 cases a day, down to a handful. But of course, it's only a plane ride away. And that's why we've got to see the job done. And this last 0.5%, we're 99.5% of the way there. This is going to be the hardest bit. And this is why we're calling on governments, everybody, NGOs, philanthropists, to get on board and cure the world of this filthy disease.
You mentioned it's only a plane ride away. Of course, there were massive vaccination efforts beginning in the 50s in the Western world. Now, in some of these countries, especially in the United States, more and more people don't get their children immunized for polio just because they don't think it matters. How dangerous is it that it might flare up again in other areas?
Well, it's very dangerous because, I mean, I'm of the generation that was brought up in the 50s in the United Kingdom, and polio was very much a part of our lives. I can remember open-air swimming pools being closed. I can remember kids at school wearing calipers. So it's just a generation away. But, of course, it can't be cured, and it can only be immunized against. So immunization of every child is crucial. And again, the UN Secretary of Ban Ki-moon said, you know, if we neglect this, it will spread again out of control. But we need to stamp it out. So we just can't be complacent about this. And frankly, it's a funding issue, it's a volunteer issue, and it's a political issue. Governments have got to get on board to support it.
As a final question, Rotary has been doing a lot over the last 25 years for this final effort to eradicate the disease. What is the Rotarian on the ground doing? What can a Rotarian on the ground is doing to promote this effort?
Well, the Rotarian on the ground in the developing world is getting out there probably every few weeks, going out into the hardest to reach and hardest to hear groups, you know, people living in the most poorest areas, the poverty areas, and immunizing children under the age of five. The Rotarians in the developed world are actually landing support by going out there. We have immunization teams that go out, raise awareness locally, and support the Rotarians in the developing world to do this. The biggest issue for us is Rotarians will raise money. For instance, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been incredibly generous, and they gave us, I think it was $355 million, and we had to match that by June this year, over a three-year spread, by $200 million, and we've raised $215 million so far. So Rotarians are doing their bit by lending more support to our colleagues overseas, by raising the funds, both in the developed world and the developing world, but more importantly, starting to say to governments, you have got to focus on this to make the world a healthier place. You know, imagine we're going to have the greatest world health initiative the world's ever seen, ridding the world of polio and guaranteeing every child in the world a polio-free life. There's nothing more important than that, in my view.